We're back. Thank you for joining me. Now is the time for the big event. The big interview with an official Bigfoot. Sasquatch is going to be speaking momentarily. I thought it was important quickly to give you a brief rundown of how this show came about, how I was contacted by a ranger who actually captured a Bigfoot, and how are we able to translate what Bigfoot is saying? How are we able to communicate with him and him us? It's an interesting story. Let me tell you the backstory. Before I was contacted by this Ranger Smith, who actually claimed he captured a Bigfoot, some time ago, I was sent an anonymous package. The package was nondescript, didn't have a return address, just basically a brown box with my address. Didn't even look like it had the proper postage. It was dropped off at my door, I believe. How they found out who I am and where I live, God only knows. The handwritten note did explain that they were a listener of my show and cryptozoologist. Now, they had sent me this device thinking that I might find it useful in my search for Bigfoot. Included with the note were instructions on how this device works. Obviously, I haven't had a chance to use this device. I've never met or seen an actual Bigfoot. So this is the day we put it to the test. Apparently, all you have to do is talk into the device, which you will hear, and then the machine translates it to the Sasquatch, who can hear on a higher level than humans, almost like a dog whistle. So what I say will be translated by the device, and then he will hear it in, I guess you would say, Sasquatch speak. Then he will communicate back to me with what I've heard is basically some sort of primal grunting and groaning. And then, miraculously, this device is supposed to translate it back, and we will be able to hear exactly what he's saying. Now, obviously, not in his own voice, but a robotic voice that translates. We're going to put it to the test. Folks, this is not a joke. The Bigfoot translator is actually on auction right now on eBay. If you go to alexexum.com and click on the eBay link, you can actually see the device and bid on this. It's absolutely working. It runs on 4D batteries. We also have the Bigfoot hair sample that is for sale. And also, as a novelty, a DVD that I starred in, Assault of the Sasquatch. But the point being, the Bigfoot translator is real. You can bid on it, and if you win, I'm going to send it to you, and you can try it yourself. Just remember, it only works on Sasquatch, Yeti, and Skunk Apes. And of course, Bigfoot. Part two of this amazing story. Now that I had this device, just kind of collecting dust on my mantle here, I used it as almost a collector's item, almost as a goof. And then the story really gets interesting. Now, part two of this story, I was contacted, as you know, by a ranger of Jellystone National Park. His story was absolutely amazing. He claimed that he had captured a real-life Bigfoot. He was injured at the time. He was nursing him back to health at his ranch, where he lives, and was able to mend the broken leg, I believe, of the Sasquatch that was actually caught in a trap, and he saved him. He was wild and obviously feral and scared of humans at the time, but after he saved him, gave him food, really kind of domesticated him in a way, at least to this particular ranger, then able to let him out of the enclosure that he had. He was able to let him around some of his other animals, and he wouldn't harm them. Although, again, he is a wild beast. He has the power to destroy and kill. Apparently, he could kill a grizzly bear with one blow. He is about 9 feet tall. Extremely intimidating. So we're going to see what happens when he brings him in, and we're going to test the Bigfoot translator. This is very exciting, folks. Now, how is the interview going to work? Well, the ranger wants to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. He does not want to show any more photos or videos other than the ones that are now at alexexum.com/Bigfoot. He's not releasing any of this because he knows this is very dangerous for him and his Bigfoot. He knows once this show goes out, there's going to be international interest in this story, and people may, in fact, try to steal his find or claim that it was theirs when he found this legitimately in a national park. So I don't know what the jurisdiction is, but he's looked into it, and legally, he says, legally, he has the right to keep Bigfoot. And now that they spent some time together and have a rapport, he's probably the best person to handle this Bigfoot, the only Bigfoot we know of in captivity. How's this going to work? Well, people were obviously nervous about bringing a wild animal into the studio, especially something as deadly as a Bigfoot or Sasquatch. So I did make the arrangements to have the ranger, again, who will remain anonymous. He will not be speaking. He doesn't even want his voice on the air, but he will come in studio. bring him in. Apparently, he's chained just so we can get him through the studio. There's no mishaps, obviously. And let's face it, some of my coworkers here, they're a little nervous. So the only people that will be in the room during the interview in the studio will be myself and the Sasquatch. The Ranger, his handler, will bring him in, unchain him. He will be absolutely free to do whatever he wants. It's a little scary, but I'm confident that this is going to go off without a hitch. Once he comes in, he'll sit down. The Ranger will leave. I will then lock the door behind him so it's only Sasquatch and I, and I will retain the key. Why is that? Well, I don't want anyone else, if anything does happen, and I know that they're all terrified, I don't want to get blamed for it. They're all scared to death of this thing coming in here. So I said, well, I'll just be in the room alone. I'll lock it. You guys can sit on the other side of the wall, watch, I guess, through the glass or through video, whatever you want to do, and I will be the only one at risk. I think that's appropriate. I mean, this was all my idea. He contacted me. I invite him in. I have the Bigfoot translator that I've been holding on to. The whole thing's my idea, right? Now, yeah, I'm taking the credit for it, but I'm also going to take the blame if anything goes wrong. So Sasquatch and I locked in a room, and until we get the interview done, and it's going out live on air. Have you ever heard of anything this fantastic before? I never have. All of these Bigfoot cryptozoologists and researchers and enthusiasts have never gone to the lengths that Alex Exum has for you tonight. Okay, my board operator is waving at me. Okay, so we're ready. Okay, they're waving. They're ready. It looks like they are actually in the waiting room. So they're ready to come in and start recording the interview. Wait, what are you worried about? Oh, man, he looks nervous. Okay. Okay. Wait, where are you? Okay, my show producer just left. And where you go, and there goes the board operator. Okay, so apparently they've just set the board up and we're recording and this will go live come hell or high water because they all just laughed. Where did you guys, you guys are that scared? Come on, grow a pair. It's not that bad. Even with the handler, these guys are nervous. So anyway, they just left the room because he's going to have to come from the waiting or the green room through the production area into the studio. So they all broke out. They don't even want to be around. They just got the thing recording. And he's coming now. Okay, so they're coming. They should be here in 30 seconds. So let's just wait. I don't know why everybody's running around. I mean, people, it's just like all of a sudden it's a ghost town. This guy shows up with this thing. And what do I hear? I can kind of hear him. You guys probably can't hear him. It's so soundproofed in here. I hear something. All right, they're definitely coming now. Oh, all right. Okay, the door's about to open. I can hear him at the door. All right. And there... oh, my. Wow. He is... a little bigger than I thought. Wow. Bring me the key. Yeah, thanks. Good idea. Now, his musk is very overwhelming. Very powerful. He's about 9 feet tall, like they said. Matted hair. Yeah, go ahead. Lock that door. All right. Okay, he's left. All right. Well, I guess we should test this first, right? Turn it on. How are you today? You can't understand me yet. Okay, well, sweating here. I realize I'd be so nervous. I mean, just folks, he's about 9 feet tall. Sitting down, he looks like he's 6 feet. Thank God, we have such a big chair. It's a little serious looking. Well, got this turned on and warmed up. So, hello? Can you hear me? Can you understand me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, I've got a lot of questions for you. I guess first, what do I call you? What's your name?
You can call me Sassy. That is the name I was given by my ranger friend.
Sassy? Short for Sasquatch. Right. That's a great name. Wonderful name, manly name, masculine name. pleasure to meet you. Can I shake your hand? See, what has he taught you this? Well, what we do, what, sorry, I just, well, by sticking my, I didn't mean anything by this. And just by sticking my hand out, I just wanted, this is what we do. So you would put your very large paw with the claws and just click, click. Okay, this, okay. Ooh, what a grip you got there. That's called, we call that shaking hands. Not crushing hands, but that's okay. It's okay. So, Sassy, what do you eat?
Anything and everything.
Anything?
Yes. Why?
Well, I don't know. You tell me, but the theory was maybe berries and nuts and twigs and things like that.
Meat.
You know?
Meat is my favorite.
Oh, more a carnivore. Isn't that interesting? Like, sheep and rabbits and, oh, like fowl.
Especially hunters in the woods. They're my favorite.
Hunters? Why hunters?
Because they sweat hunting in the woods all day. Human sweat is like marinade to us, Bigfoot.
Sweat? Could you guys turn on the AC in here when you get a moment out there? Thank you. So one thing that a lot of people want to know is, what are you? Oh, I'm.
You smell good. You smell better and better.
Yeah. Maybe turn on a fan. So most people don't believe in Bigfoot. I believe. Obviously, I believe. I'm a believer. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I'm a believer. But, you know, sometimes people were a little skeptical, I guess, that maybe, not to say you didn't exist, but, you know, you were hard to find. Why do you think, I'm having a hard time getting this out. I'm normally not speechless. Why was it hard for people to find you? How come you were so good at staying hidden?
I am just shy. I try to avoid humans as much as possible, unless I am hungry. If a man is nearby and sweaty, I can smell them, hunt them, and eat them.
Hunt them and eat them? You really like that sweat, huh? Well, look, I guess we should probably wrap up this interview a little early. But we do have one other thing, if you don't mind, Sassy. We were told we would be able to take a quick hair sample. Now, I've got the scissors here, if that's okay. This won't hurt, of course, but just a little bit of hair we can put in a test tube to have sampled, if you don't mind, Sassy. So just to show you, these are just little normal scissors, not sharp. Okay? We're just going to use these. And, okay. Just very gently. It won't hurt. Well, there is. I'm nervous. My hand's shaking. Just stay still. Don't move. Just get this little sample here. Calm down. Wait, back up. Stop right there. Hold on. Wait.